politicians are all corrupt. Now, it's all very well. We know about this. We've had speakers up here telling us all about it. But the big question we need to be asking ourselves now is, how did we get here and what is the solution? I bring you the solution today, this common law. But let's get back in time to 1960. Because in 1960, the last Crown-appointed Governor-General, Sir William Slim, retired. And in his place, the Queen sent over a letter of appointment for the next Governor-General. Now, the problem was, the Parliament got her letter, put their kangaroo and emu seal over her seal, and stole the Governor-General. He is now an employee of the political parties. Now, the problem is with the political parties, if you read our Constitution, Section 7 and 24, it states in there specifically, only we, the people, have the right to select our representatives. It doesn't mention political parties. If it's not in the Constitution, it doesn't exist in the law. No politician, no political party has any right to be in our parliament. And I'm sorry about that, Monica, and I'm very sorry about IMOP, but you don't have any right to be in parliament. Okay, so after 1960, in 1966, the politicians took our money out of the Constitution. If you read the Constitution, it says the pound is our money. I was there in 1966, I saw it happen. And to get the money in, what did they do? They borrowed millions and millions of dollars from the Americans, from the banks. And the Americans said, well, you've got to do two things if you want this big loan. First of all, you have to change over to our system of money, dollars and cents. And the second thing is, you have to send our boys to Vietnam to fight. That's what this is. I was sent to Vietnam to fight. Actually, I was really in Northeast Thailand as a spy, but that's a different story. I was supporting the troops in Vietnam. So they stole our money. That's the second step. There's four steps they took. The third step, in 1973, Whitlam took control of the government before vote counting was finished, and he formed a duumvirate government. That is, a government of two people, him and Lance Barnard. And they took control of all the ministries and they started changing everything. They took the Queen out of our constitution by amending the Royal Style and Titles Act. The Queen is no longer there. And instead they created a Queen on paper called the Queen of Australia. We've all heard about her, right? Have we ever seen her? Well, I think I know a few queens in Australia, but not her. Anyway, so they created this Queen of Australia and they registered two copies of our Constitution in the United States. That is what their Constitution is. But when they did it, they took the preamble out. Now, the preamble starts out, whereas the people, three very important words, because it establishes we, the people, as the supreme authority over the Parliament. So by taking the preamble out, what they did was they established the supremacy of the Parliament over the people. That's why we have a problem. The next step they took was Bob Hawke. They brought in the Australia Act, which is what all your local governments and everything talk about. Oh, you know, we're authorised by the state government and the Australia Act. No, you're not. It was never signed into law by the Queen. She came over here and she said, I will put my stamp on the front page, but I am not going to sign this until you have a referendum. Hawke never did. So, four simple steps, they have destroyed our country. What do we do? The solution is very simple. It's been there all the time. Our constitution is our common law. Common law is the law of the people, the law of the land, the law of God. And therefore, it's up to each one of us. What is the two precepts of common law? One, do no harm to others. Two, take responsibility for your own actions. Now, we often hear people say, oh, why doesn't the government do something? Well, they have. They've fucked our country. Yeah. Hang on, I'm getting a stop here, but I've got a couple of things to say, okay? So, how do we stop them? Well, you see that tent over there? We're signing people up right now to form assemblies. Now, what is an assembly? An assembly is a group of people who come together for a specific purpose. And that specific purpose is to empower people to start living in common law. What is a common law assembly? It is a group of people who sign a charter to protect our constitution, protect our community, and protect the law. And that constitutional protection extends to everything. So when you have an assembly, you become a local government. And with all the power of a local government, we can pass bylaws. Up in the Sunshine Coast, we passed a bylaw banning all COVID restrictions. We're now taking a business pack around to businesses and saying, you don't have to consent. We can elect sheriffs. We can elect sheriffs. I was elected as a sheriff. What is a sheriff? He is a peacekeeper. He's not an enforcer, like the gentleman over there on the horses in the blue. Okay, 1 minute. She wants me to stop. Do you want me to stop? Sorry. The sheriff protects you and protects the community. He also carries out the wishes of the court. So if you go to court and somebody is convicted, the sheriff can carry out that court order. Now, we don't put people in jail, but we can take their property. And we do that with a bunch of sheriffs and bailiffs going out. We say, right, we're taking that property and we're going to now compensate the person that you have harmed. So we have teeth. And we can also convene common law courts. Tomorrow, up on the Sunshine Coast and at Harvey Bay, our assemblies are practicing how to set up a common law court. So, it's up to you. Every single one of you is responsible for the future of our country. Not a politician, not somebody else telling you what to do. It's up to each one of us to take the action that needs to be taken to protect our country. Yes. So if you want to do something, please go over there, sign up to get your news and information about our assemblies. We're starting them up in here in Sydney, and they will be going on all over Sydney and New South Wales. We've also got a website, commonlaw.earth. It's very simple, and you can go on there. We also have assemblies in every state, and we have now assemblies in Canada and the UK, and it's spreading. Okay? So, thank you very much, and I hope to see you at an assembly very soon.